Actus Naena, Actus Naena, Anika Kone, Anika Nectus Naha, Actus Naena, Anika Kone, Anika Nectus Naha, Actus Naena, Actus Naena, Anika Kone, Anika Nectus Naha, Actus Naena, Anika Kone, Anika Krishna. Penetrating inside itself, came forth a sound, born of emptiness, ever beginning, never ending. Born of itself, will rises forth, giving forth its light, diamond bright, crystal clear, faceted wheel, three grandfathers, three cosmic fires, giving birth to form, will and love's wisdom. From the circle of thought, Green sacred wisdom entwined, bringing forth meaning of mind and knowing what his emerald sweet glow, wood's tender light, giving forth the form of your life, rivers of truth, rivers of light, from the sacred circle of one, interrelated in thought, weaving with minds, actions and feelings which wrought, that as you see, clarify the perception of mind, see the beauty of is, realize the from the circle of one we all become, from the meeting of minds, firelight, weaving the thought, weaving a pattern of planetary life, let it be filled with clear light of discriminating wisdom, right intention, right action, understanding of truth, speaking that which we know, sitting in the stillness of night snow. White, blue, colorless light, dancing in its vibratory might, consciousness weaves a song of life, meeting of two, love, sweet wisdoms, morning lights do, rising forth as sweet sunlight. Recognize the mind, let the feeling for anger go, realize the creative flow streaming ever in your heart, thought weaving life's sacred knot. Family of one, family of two, creative forces moving in you, movement of sun, movement of moon, bringing forth the birth of you. Acceptance of the North, perception of our actions, understanding how our deeds wrought the form of life, seeing ever the truth of life, recognizing the meaning of light. One clear truth, endless in its forms, having no form, and in its perception, 18 facets is its shape, crystal structures giving forth light, meaning of your sweet sacred light, woven by your thoughts of you, all that you see, that which to know, ever related with life's gentle flow, all from one, ever streaming wisdom of life, swim again in its stream.
The stream of everness grows.
active in your pursuit of truth, ever diligent of those thoughts that weaken, ever aware of perfection within. This we know, for us to live each in his innermost self recognizes the harmony of all, looking out, looking in, see what is, ever know the reflections of you, and in time what is the clear ideal reality of human relationship becomes manifest within the heart, living ever aware of the stillness in we realize the abundance of life. Together we recall that this is a most abundant universe. Let us sing in harmony with the pulse of creation. The pulse of clarity, the pulse of knowing.
So in your thought, action, and deed, recognize the circle of life, recalling the meeting of mind in the stream of clear light, in the knowing of what is. Call forth the wisdom in mind in those newly births, setting forth a foundation of life in the truth. Each one has their duties of life, each one has their special gift, all weaving many lights. Call for the truth. Establish an order of understanding based upon the wisdom of truth inherent in all that is. Put aside quite an idea of a nation's mind. Think again of a human sphere. Realize ourselves a family of one. Weave that sacred hoop of light, bringing forth wisdom song and sacred family ritual of life, ever singing the truth of life, honoring the progression of the light, accepting the sunrise's loving dew, recognizing that nourishment of you. Recall as you receive, you give. Let us give thanks. Let us recall in that mind of thankfulness space. We purify illusions of strife, transmuting the illusion of separation to the knowing of what is. Open your heart to sound secret light. Hold ever that opening song of our roses its glow, devotion to harmony and truth, respecting the ideals of our youth, respecting the idea of time in your life. Every day, every action you weave, calling forth gems of truth, or if you choose thorns of suffering, it's your choice. Open your heart, open your mind. Let that discriminating sight ever see the beauty road, walking in truth. No conflict, no shame, no blame. Here we are together in this time. In this moment, let's speak true, holding forth the ideal of love that awe expands in the heart. Its rose petals ever unfold, pulsing with life's sacred song. Lines of melodies, let the song be of life, let the creative principle of song weave a family of wisdom and light. Let us recall our thoughts have brought us now to a place of much understanding, and in the knowing and in the form, some get lost. So here we sit, ever to see the one true light. And our hearts open through devotion's door, ever to stand by and share a song of love. Ever a hand to guide our friends. All that is to realize that we are all the truth, meeting in the light, and in time the meaning of land will be recalled as a breathing stand. And again we will know the earth as ourselves, giving up blame, putting aside pain, respect for life's sacred pulse, respect for the ever-widening view, rising sounds as purified of mind. Individual begins to know that what is in is also out. Then again we recall in the heaven of the peacekeeper's dream, the place of our meeting, the meaning of our dance, the sacredness of our way is ever to prepare for a coming day when we recall the great tree of peace in our hearts, tracing again life's river's flow ever to their source. And in this tree of life we all meet, ever tracing the roots of our people. Humans on this earth, born of birth, called forth to see what our feelings have wrought. Now let us see a nation of one, all universal understanding. Let us again renew the hope of life, realize the meeting of heart. All the truth comes from the One, and all of us are visiting again and again, dancing around sacred spiral of life, ever moving to understanding, to unattachment, to letting go of, to letting go, to perceive what nothing, to hear be. And then the incandescent glow of opalescent understanding permeates our land, our planet, our mind, and we realize, we are all a family of humanity holding this dream together. Then we recall, the sun shining upon us, that too, a thought. And let us honor that thought, let it ever sustain us in seeing the sustenance of truth in ourselves. Let us know it's all one. In that meeting of universal mind, myriad worlds unfold. Dimensions, all existing within the sacred crystal, and sometime coming forth a crystal of new construction, the harmony of balance, as that tree of peace is known, as its source is recalled. Let us ever move around and ever move within and ever sit still. Know the beauty of ourselves. This is our making. Let us have it of beauty. Let us recall that to put a thought form of happiness in the atmosphere is a duty. To be happy, to forgive, to know that we can love one another without having to hold on, that we don't have to pull from anywhere, that it's here. Human condition can be suffering because looking elsewhere and not realizing the source of its birth, wanting to help others realize themselves. Many forms that wanting takes. In the moment, just to know, just to be, to realize the flow of harmony within yourself and to maintain that flow all the time, always to let the light shine from your eyes and your heart, always to recall that in maintaining the ideal form, the wisdom of the clan, the family, the wisdom of all time maintains itself in us. And that which is above also manifests below. And that to know the process of life in ourselves very significant. And we know this in our interaction with our neighbors and our friends. And in that process of interaction with one another, we realize ever more the many facets of consciousness in ourselves. And we can see a way of beauty and harmony so that this song, this dream of life, continues. Someday, the fourth day of the earth-shaking year, there comes a great earthshaker. The winged serpent flies again, Quetzalcoatl, the peacekeeper, Dagaduria, Mahetra, Christ, comes again to remind people that we are peace. And that way of coming again can be of joyousness, or it can be of despair. Despair if attached to the errors in consciousness. And breaking up of the form if the form doesn't transmute in the wave of its knowing. There are choices. Either yes, we're in the stream of life, and we are one with the principles and direct our consciousness to the principles of love, service, harmony, non-aggression, stillness of heart and mind, respect for the sacred life in all being. For us to do this is the building of that peacekeeping road. The peace is first in our own understanding, because everything that we see reflection of the forms of thought. So we found ways, we've studied techniques, we understand some things about life's flow in ourselves. We understand basically the five airs coming in through the navel and the movement of that energy through the entire system and that relationship with all life, with every aspect of this form model. Here we are, each one of us, a cell in some larger organism. And that organism is a relationship of all of our thinking. So we can think of it in beauty, and we can hold the form of its resolution. We can see the way in ourselves, sometimes just through the discipline of holding the form, and just that discipline itself opens the door for the energy for that to actualize. Because everything, an idea first, everything an intention, then the action. And let our actions be in harmony with our true intention. Don't get lost. Remember from the center. Come to the other shore. Come swim from that sea of illusion. There's a great ship of light waiting to carry you across. And to reach it, you must recognize that of yourself, the light. Live it, dance it. Honor the directions of energy in yourself and know that the meeting of these flows of energy give form to your life, your family, and that every being in this dream we share is relative to the maintenance of the dream. It is the dream. All of us are threads in it. All of us are melodies. So let us recall that beauty and honor it and put aside attachment to distinction. Let us know instead discriminating wisdom, which is ever aware through the heart, the direct experience in ourselves. So you've come a year, we've come a year. We've found many things about ourselves, many gifts, many treasures uncovered within the psyche of one's own being, many treasures that are to be further explored just in the realms of consciousness. Those nine stars moving through. Now you have time you can understand that time of creation of mind, and you can really see the spiral and the triangle giving birth to form, vibration, consciousness, world of form, noumena, phenomena, mother, father, energy of breath, inhaling, exhaling, giving, receiving, everything in a relationship that way. and we walk together on the earth, that somehow together all of us have projected, and some of us recognize ourselves as that guardian principle or creative principle following the sacred direction of the sound as it went forth from Let There Be Light.
You bit me.
How do you like that? Oh well, it reminds me of a song. I don't know why I swallowed the fly. Yeah, the fly has something to say also. Here we are in the woods, and when we go from here, many of us will go back into work, and there'll be distractions like the flies. And this for us to always recall, oh yes, these things are happening. But ever I am here sitting in the light. And you see the holding, others recalling the wholeness of self all around. Let our family of humanity be renewed. Let the appearances of form, those 10 appearances as we see in the triangle, let them always be in balance. Let the sacred harmony always sing. Let us always walk in the beauty road with it before us, behind us, ever around us. You find some things in yourselves, and you know you can share that with other people, just the simplicity of sitting and feeling your breath and recognizing the light in yourself. And remembering that all of us are sacred beings. Hold that sacred thought in mind. And then it's no thought. That's the gift of visualization. You visualize yourself as light, and your consciousness very clear. You may visualize yourself as a particular manifestation of consciousness. And eventually, it's no longer a thing of imagination. Perhaps in a flash, it's a realization that I am that I am. So, the light, the perception of the ideal form, let us always hold that ideal in ourselves. Let us always recall the beauty of one another, and let the sacred spiral expand and contract, expand and contract. Let us not stop any of the great love that flows through us, because these vessels, they never crack. Once the light has rewoven and purified from illusion the vessel of its separation, once the vessel recalls its wholeness, then it's ever there receiving, like the Holy Grail, always carrying and receiving an energy and never emptying. And we are those chalices. And we are the cups that runneth over. And let that which flows from us be ever sweet, like the waters of knowing, the water that washes away the craving to move in pain, the water that washes away the ignorance so that one may see and do right action. Let us be as sweet as the nectar that arises in the heart, in the sea of ever being, and let that ever flow from us and fill the heart and mind of all that we meet with a knowing of beauty. All of us have sung a song that the other has heard and responded to. And let us always hear these sacred songs and keep the song of our perfection alive, remembering that the prayer and the chanting is just as much a part of the right action of holding as is a massage or chiropractic manipulation or medication. The greatest healing is to know that there's no illness, as does the side, the illusion. Let us know ourselves as light, and let us always share that with other people. Let the corn grow, let the squash grow, and let us all put something aside for the elders of wherever we stay. Let's remember that tradition, right action, is our understanding of the sacred connection of one another, and that as we receive, we also give, and we don't even need to receive to give. It's an energy that is ever flowing. And to recall the wisdom of the older people, and to encourage that wisdom and the practice of your family to stay alive in your heart requires a diligent perseverance in this time of great darkness, because people have forgotten about loyalty and respect, forgotten the 10 commandments that may have been given to you, or the 5 promises, or the 10 promises. Let's recall the sacred order of life. Let it be as it is. Let the light always ring true in our hearts, and each of our actions be one of completeness. Everything a prayer, fully present. And remember the dancing, the movement, a gift for the earth, a gift for everyone. It's about form and vibration. And it's for that ideal form to manifest that we practice. What is it? That we realize the truth. That we can be free of attachment to suffering and anger and all those things that cause suffering. That we can accept the joy and the ever-present wisdom, that stream in ourselves. And let that stream carry us from the sea of illusion to the other shore of enlightenment, of knowing. So, wash day. Great peace, love, peace, and harmony. Let that light spiral ever expand from whatever place we're sitting in, so that that light may be. And you see, it's quite simple, a lot easier than each one thought.
all the things you thought you needed to show you about yourself really not so necessary, because within you, you know, within you, you see. And sometimes creating situations around, oh, don't need to, you can look in the mirror and see it. Love, peace, and harmony.